In comics, jewels are often at the core of the plot, readily used as MacGuffins. You know, those mysterious items the protagonists go after. But they also may be the hero's attribute, like in The Adventures of Corto Maltese, the famous romantic pirate born out of the imagination of Italian author Ugo Pratt in 1967. What turned Corto Maltese into an icon is precisely the jewel he wears on his left ear under all circumstances, a gold hoop earring. You're listening to Voice of Jewels, a podcast from L'École, School of Jewelry Arts, supported by Van Cleef & Arpels, unveiling the stories and secrets behind history's most fascinating jewels. I was born from the swell, tied up on a raft, abandoned to the Pacific Ocean's wrath. Yes, I was born of the sea foam, just like goddess Aphrodite. And like her, when I was born, I was naked. Well, almost. Because the mutineers who sought revenge by abandoning me in the middle of the ocean left me one single thing. My earring.
So the very first time we meet Corto Maltese in the Ballad of the Salty Sea in 1967, he's almost nude, he's attached to a raft, and the only attribute he owns is a gold ring on his left ear.
Léonard Puy, professor of art history and content and transmission manager at L'École, School of Jewelry Arts.
Which can symbolize, we can associate him with the British Merchant Navy, which he's supposed to belong to, even though he's almost already a pirate at that time, which is a choice which was made by Hugo Pratt in order to symbolize this belonging and this origin of the character, which is also a symbol for British Merchant Navy that you had passed the Cape Horn.
Ever since I was abandoned on the waves to the mercy of Aeolus and old Poseidon, I believe I've been sunstruck. Facing me, the sun is looking at me with his round yellow eye. He's staring at me, right through me. I think I'm starting to lose my mind. I'm thinking about my gold earring as round as an eye too. Or rather like a golden mouth. As a matter of fact, the Latin for earrings is bucula, which comes from bocca, the word for mouth. Listen to me speak Latin to the sun now. He's answering me. He's telling me to let go, to put my fate into the hands of sea goddess Thetis, creator of primordial waters. After all, I don't have much of a choice.
The fact of owning a gold ring was for you, as a pirate, kind of insurance. You know that if your body was found, the ring could finance a regular burial. The idea also in acupuncture is that the ear lobe is associated with the sight. And so a pierced lobe will make your sight better. And this is why you will need to have your ear pierced. There was also a belief that a pierced ear and a ring on your ear could heal you on some occasion. And one last symbol is, of course, that an earring is a ring. And it's a ring that you own, that you hold, symbolizing that you're united with the sea. Your life is on the sea. You cannot part from it. You belong to the sea. In a way, you're wed to your environment.
I must have mixed up my incantations somehow. Because instead of foamy Thetis, her husband Ocean has responded, and he's sounding furious. I am the Pacific Ocean, the mightiest of all seas. In spite of this name I've had for a very long time, it is untrue I am always Pacific. I do get very angry, even enraged at times. And when I do,
I'll give anyone or anything a good beating.
The ocean isn't mad at me just because of my good looks. I know that. Actually, it's mostly because I have no fear of him, and I always do as I please. I am no ordinary sailor. I'm a pirate. That's exactly what I am. A pirate hero in the purest tradition. How do you think I wound up like this on a raft, tied up by my own crew? I am no choir boy. And I'll admit it. Sometimes I might get violent, or even brutal.
Earrings, jewelry, piercing for men has, for a very, very long time, even since ancient Greece, associated with bad behavior. If you had jewelry on your nose, on your ear, if you had big necklaces, you would be a barbarian. You would be someone not Greek, not speaking Greek, from Persia, for instance. And so that would be associated with non-civilized behavior. Also, when you think about art history, there are many Flemish paintings from old masters representing monsters, devils with a pierced nose, pierced ears. So what is interesting with Cortot also wearing his earring is that it contains a kind of a violence. And the very first time we see him, he's fighting his friend slash enemy Rasputin. In a way, this violence is contained on the ring that he wears on his ear.
But it would be wrong to merely see me as one of those hairy, bloodthirsty pirates. Look at me, shirtless, wearing only my earring, abandoned to the ocean's anger. I'm also handsome. Some might even say refined in my own way. You want proof? If I ever get out of this alive, I will kill. Not for a bottle of rum, but to be able to read a few of Shakespeare's lines. He's my favorite poet. And by the way, he wore an earring just like me. The fact that I'm not just driven by gold is irritating to the other pirates. On the contrary, the only force that drives me across the seven seas is love. I might as well admit it now that I'm going to die in the middle of the ocean under the sun's impassive gaze. I love. It's my only compass, whether you like it or not. I was born from the waves of the sea, like Aphrodite. And I don't care if that causes trouble.
Obviously, the earring has a feminine part, in a way, and the fact that someone like Cortot Maltese decide to assume this part of his own personality, his own femininity, is also a symbol for his liberty, is also a symbol that he trusts, in a way, his masculinity enough. He allows himself this ambiguity. And still today, we find many celebrities, which masculine celebrities, male celebrities, which will own and show jewelry on red carpet, from sports, from the music industry, in order to show either that they have reached different social status, but also to show that this part of femininity, in a way, is a sign of trust, of their own status, of their own beauty. They are icons, they are male icons, also because they assume this part of femininity. When you think about David Beckham, when you think about Timothée Chalamet, there is a certain ambiguity to this attitude. And it's also the case with Cortot, and this is why I think Cortot Maltese is still today an icon. This ring symbolizes his true status, is someone free, it's his liberty, it's the sign of his courage and of a certain romanticism which is associated to him. All of these ideas make him a very special character and a very special figure in comic history.
Voice of Jules, a podcast from L'École School of Jewelry Arts, supported by Van Cleef & Arpels. Written by Martin Kenyen and Aram Kibachian. Performed by Eduardo Ballerini and produced by Bababam. With the participation of Leonard Puy, professor of art history and content and transmission manager at L'École, School of Jewelry Arts.